and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Man Up with Carl Bott and Perry Crimmins. Ted's at a National Wild Turkey Federation meeting, the Jakes meeting. We'll talk a little bit about that. But good evening. It's the 23rd of January and 6:05 in the evening. So good evening, Perry.
Hey, Carl. It's been a while, huh?
Yeah. You know what? It's funny, you know, how we'll all be, scattered to the winds. And then David's got to figure out which show to play. I'll tell him we'll try this one. But so we've got a live one tonight. We'll try a live one next month too.
There you go. I mean, it's nice to be back. That's for sure. It's the fall was busy. The holidays were busy. But man,
it's a new year.
Yeah, 2025, and welcome back to America.
Well, you know the. Fall is a real busy time. I mean, you've got Just for Hunting, a guide service, and you must be chocked with people.
Yeah, you know, the one thing that never slows down, even during that silly, what do they call it, a pandemic or whatever, you know, people were still getting out in the woods, you know.
A lot of people did during that time frame.
Yeah. You know, they don't want to give that up, and yeah, we didn't make them wear masks. Camo, not a mask.
Yeah. Unless it was, the camo stick on your face.
Yeah, there you go.
You know, and then I didn't see any photos of anybody wearing camo mask out there.
No.
You're out in the open, outdoors. So what were your – I mean, you're chocked full on your hunts. I know you do pigs.
Yeah.
And – but you also had elk and deer and turkey and
yeah, so
and plus other countries.
Yeah. So this year we did myself. I took some time away and I went to Utah on a hunt that took me 21 years to draw. A bow and arrow elk hunt, probably the best elk hunt I've ever been on, and I didn't harvest an elk. But the pursuit and the hunt itself and the people I were hunting with was well worth waiting 21 years for.
Well, that's great.
Yeah.
And, you know, and that's what people don't understand. It's, you can have just a fantastic time hunting.
Yeah.
And you may not harvest anything.
Yeah. The harvest is just the cherry on top, right? But, we did good here locally. You know, we did out here in Millville, we got a couple of nice elk and, you know, but that was a lot of effort, you know, trying to work the summertime to make sure that they were where they were supposed to be.
Yeah. Well, what do you mean by that?
So we do a lot of, like, watering, create some areas where they
Before we get into that, explain to people, when you say that you can shoot a trophy elk in Millville,
yeah,
you know, people go, Millville?
Yeah, Millville.
Explain how that happens.
Yeah, so we have a herd here in Shasta County, this low country herd that lives in the foothills east of Redding. Probably, I mean, I would estimate, you know, between 300 and 400 animals, probably.
That many.
You know, and they're scattered around. They come and go. They all show up in the same place, though, in late August and September for the breeding.
Yeah.
You know, they come down to these fields, open oak savanna. So we have these, it's all private. So we have these ranches, and you have to draw the tag. It's a special tag. The landowner applies for it. You can draw it, and then we have a person that wants to, you know, buy it, of course.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we want to make sure that the animals stick around long enough because you only have a 9-day window to hunt them. So,
we
water some fields.
I didn't realize it was only 9 days.
Yeah. No. For the landowner tag, there is. We have another, there's another program, the private land management program, that if you have an elk tag for that, it goes August 1st to November 30th.
Oh, okay.
So it's a little more lucrative, you know.
Yeah.
But that's the tag that's really expensive.
And this isn't baiting fields. This is just making sure that you've got the natural resources out there that you know, the elk we use, especially the water.
Yeah, absolutely. And as I, you know, in Redding last year, what, 119 a couple days.
Yeah.
So just getting water to where they have a some place to go to refresh and cool off. And elk, you know, in the breeding, it's they're a huge animal, 800 to 1,000 pounds. So they're when they fight, they get hot. They need to cool off, you know, and if it's 105 out and they're fighting and they can't cool off, you know, it's going to be detrimental to them.
Oh, yeah. Now, do they use this as wallows, or they just get into the water, or just drinking it?
Yeah, all of the above.
All of the above.
All of the above, yeah.
They lay down in it, and like buffalo and all that.
Yeah, whatever. Flop around, get muddy, you know, drink it, just kind of just loathe in the water, whatever they need to do to be
cool
comfortable.
Off. Yeah. Kind of like us.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. After we've been running.
Yeah, we've been running. Just get in the, just lay there in that pool for a while and just, you know, soak it in.
You know, it's funny you say that because it's, this time of year, you know, I've experimented off and on with that cold therapy thing.
Oh, yeah.
And I use my pool.
Oh, okay.
So, and it's about 49 degrees right now. So, you know, and it's definitely something different, I'll tell you.
Well, my pool is a bathtub, so I get in that. And,
you might have to throw a couple buckets of ice.
Yeah, you know, and you know, you lay in there and you freeze to death. I tried that, you know, when they were doing the cryotherapy and just introducing it to Reddit, and I went over there and got into the cold chamber there, and it's whoa.
Yeah,
it's you know, I understand. You know, cold's good for you.
Well, and you know, one of the you know, the benefits you get of it is not just the cold therapy for your body and moving brown fat, whatever it does, but it's this willpower thing. Cause if someone likes to get in cold water, there's something wrong with them. So no one likes to get into it. So if you just keep doing it, you know, it's like overcoming that something that you don't want to do.
Yeah. David, you ever done ice baths?
I have not. I am from Indiana and we have jumped in and done a cold plunge, but
yeah,
not for our health. Just to
I've
be done. Done.
I've gotten into ice baths before in athletics, and it you know it sure takes care of swelling.
It does. I mean, it must work. You look
like George Costanza in that, you know, in the Seinfeld one. The pool was cold.
Well, when you look at these professional athletes, like these football players especially, they get bounced around, and the first place they go is in one of them ice tubs.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's got to be brutal in there.
Yeah. Anyway, so the elk come down, and like I said, 300 or 400 elk down in Millville.
Yeah.
That must be fantastic to see that herd.
Yeah, and that, you know, it's, they're probably spread out in about a 10 to 15 mile radius at that time.
Yeah.
And then the cows go off when the breeding's over, they go off by themselves. The bulls go up where they go by themselves.
Yeah.
And then you don't see them again, together until the fall.
Well, the next time we have a fall and they're coming down like that, I'd like to go out with you just to take a look at them.
Yeah, it's pretty cool to watch about anywhere from about 80 to 150 elk.
Yeah.
You know, just
in Millville.
In Millville, out in the open fields, oak savanna, just doing what elk do.
Yeah.
You know, it's a natural setting. They don't have any pressure. So,
what's the best place to shoot them? Right in the head?
Well, probably in the head is the best place to shoot anything, but, you know, most of the time with an elk, what you're going to do is shoot it just right behind the shoulder, just like anything else, right through the vitals. Any wildlife species there is, if you shoot it through the vitals, two lungs, the heart, the liver, any of that stuff, it's going to expire.
And some of them will drop right then, and some of them will take off for a while.
Yeah. So the elk take off for a while usually if you don't hit them pretty solid, because they're, like, once again, they're, you know, the one we got this year, I would say, was probably a 1,000-pound animal.
Oh, that's...
Yeah. And, you know, it fortunately, you know, expired in the field, so we could drive up to it. But some of them do, you know, in the elk war, you know, woods and the mountains and stuff, you know, they'll go for miles, you know.
I'm here with Perry Crummins from Just for Hunting, and we're going to be talking about a lot of other things. But when we come back, what's your favorite elk recipe when we come back? Because you've brought in some stuff before. That's great.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back to Man Up.
We the people, and all we do, reserve the right to scream. Join Arch Collaborative for the 38th annual One Safe Place Crab Feed on Saturday, February 1st at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Bring your appetite and your friends for an unforgettable evening featuring all-you-can-eat crab, music, and a whole lot more. All proceeds benefit One Safe Place, providing opportunities for healing and empowerment for those impacted by domestic violence. This crab feed sells out every year, so get your tickets now at ospshasta.org. We'll see you there.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Attention veterans. Did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Valentine's Day isn't just for sweethearts anymore. So if you're looking for a unique gift idea, stop by Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson. They have a wide selection of great gift ideas, including antique and costume jewelry, vintage rings, necklaces, bracelets, brooches, and even cufflinks. They also offer antique toys and vintage dolls, antique rugs and blankets, curtains, tablecloth, embroidered linen, furniture and china, silverware and clocks, books, and a whole lot of movies, along with collectibles, including sports memorabilia and a wide assortment of glass and artwork, kitchenware, and vintage clothing. Memory Lane is open Monday, 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday, open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday, noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson in the Shasta Gateway Center.
Yeah, welcome back to Man Up with Perry Crimmins, Carl Bott, and Ted Leidy just rolled in. National Wild Turkey Foundation.
He came in his new truck, not on his scooter.
That's right. I am not on the scooter tonight, although I left my scooter. I got a new truck, yeah.
Where?
It's parked around the corner, man.
What'd you get?
I got a GMC 2500.
Jesus.
Damn fine.
Well, that... You got, still got the license plate, though, right?
No, they took my plates.
What?
They took back off?
Took back off, but I took one of them and told them I lost it. So I got one from my light. It's going to hang in my shop. So I got new plates for it. But I'll just apply for the
now,
plate again.
Now, Perry's just getting ready to tell us his favorite elk recipe, and then we're going to go into your National Wild Turkey thing.
Okay, good.
Okay, so probably my favorite elk recipe, and I've done a bunch. I've done it in, like, when I came, brought here Elk Wellington, mm-hmm. but hands down, the go-to is just pan-fried in olive oil and butter with Wild Eats peppercorn rub.
That is good.
Yeah. Right, okay, there. So, now, you were at a National Wild Turkey Fit. That sounds really good, in fact.
Yeah. I've eaten with Perry a lot. Let me tell you.
I've made antelope medallions before that everybody really, I didn't even tell them what it was. Oh, this is so good. And I'm thinking,
Yeah. Don't tell them. But do not overcook it. Wild game, you cannot overcook it.
You can't overcook it because as soon as you do,
it turns
the whole thing. Yeah.
It actually dies again.
in your stomach, if you can chew it all the way through. Okay, you were at a meeting tonight for National, where it's getting ready to be a big banquet coming here.
Hunting Heritage Banquet, 1 March, at the senior center.
Yeah.
We moved because of the new law where we can't have guns on the fairgrounds. So we moved to the senior center here in town. Unfortunately, we only have 300 seats, and we're already over 100 sold, and we're 6 weeks out.
Yeah.
So,
and this is a great event, my friends. That you, I mean, besides just a regular, I mean, they have a live auction, but they also have your silent auction too, right? Yep.
Silent auction, live auction, kids, women's table, all the kids who are in our National Wild Turkey Federation youth program where we take them hunting, they'll be there, working. So yeah, it's fantastic. And they've got about six different tables you can buy, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I will go online and post it to my Facebook, the flyer on my Facebook page tonight. I've already done it once a few weeks back. And then you QR code's got a QR code on it. You select the QR code you want. It's up to like $3,400 for a table, but it comes with a gun and a nice pair of binos and $1,000 this. And I mean, it's just really, really, if you want to spend some money for the National Wild Turkey Federation, of course, you know, talk to your accountant and get it written off if you can. It's really, really a good event. And
if,
normally,
if you can't get another accountant.
Yeah. Normally we got 450 seats, but we only got 300 seats at the senior center. So, it's going to definitely going to sell out, so you want to jump on that.
It's great parking.
Early.
It's great parking. It's down by the river, and it's a good time. It's a great time, in fact. Yeah.
It's about $65 dinner, but that includes your membership for a year to the National Wild Turkey Federation. Of course, you get the magazine and all the benefits, discounts and stuff that comes along with that. You get every 2 months, you get Turkey Call Magazine, which is a killer magazine. And then you will, of course, get whatever sponsor prizes you get or whatever. We have a raffle. We've got some really nice guns coming in.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just a fun traditional night. We've had this, I think it's a 30th banquet this year. And so, 26th annual, Hunting Heritage Banquet here in Redding this year. And I heard your commercial. I heard the commercial on KCNR today.
Yep, that's it. Yeah, I am. I'm going for it.
It's great. So I talked to John about that. He said, "Yeah, you and he came to an agreement, and
whatever Sue agreed to, I don't even ask anymore. Our sales manager, whatever she comes up with, but anything we can do to help our local organization.
Well, that was a killer deal. So, thank you.
Oh, okay.
It was $5,000 for the month.
So, oh, you guys got off cheap.
I thought that was a killer deal.
Yeah, that was a great. Yeah. Do you make the check to me or
that's
to
only
Sue?
10% of our gross, you know. So it's not a big deal.
That's not bad.
It's in the budget.
Yeah.
But anybody who cares about the National Wild Turkey, anyone that cares about the wild turkey should come to the event and learn something about it.
It's more than just, you know, people, oh, a hunter. Well, but it's also the environment. It's the conservation of the lands. I mean, turkeys are a huge success story here in the United States.
Oh, 100%.
We didn't even have California.
Turkey season until the 70s.
Yeah. And they introduced them down here in, what, Palisadro, Millville area?
1972, I believe.
In Tama County.
I sat at a table with the fish and game guy. They'd introduced him down there. Yeah. And he's one of the premier experts on turkeys. He's since passed.
Tom Stone.
Yeah, that's probably who it was.
Yeah.
And, but there were no turkeys.
Nope.
We used to play racquetball with him at Kangaroo Courts in the old days.
Not really racquetball, but he was a morning guy at the gym.
Yeah. I remember him.
Him and Dave Smith were biologists.
Yeah, they used to go there together all the time, right? Did Tom have a shake in one of his hands?
Yep. After he retired from Fish and Wildlife, of course.
Yeah.
Well, you know,
I remember him.
You know, the thing is that now when people look at turkeys and they're walking down the streets in your backyard and they're pecking on the windows at the banks and on your car, people go, well, those can't be too hard to hunt. Yeah. But those are city turkeys.
Well, they're usually domesticated.
Urban turkeys.
Yeah, I always tell them,
they're usually domesticated.
Yeah, go on and walk out your front door with a 12 gauge and start shooting at them a couple mornings in a row and they'll be gone.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about them.
Yeah.
Picking on your bumper of your car then.
Yeah.
Now you want to hear another great California turkey story and California Oregon turkey story is, we traded turkeys and actually they trapped them out there on Blue Mountain on that ranch and they traded Oregon for elk. So when you go shoot an elk on Highway 3, which is a Roosevelt elk, mm-hmm. came from Oregon, it traded itself for a turkey, a California turkey.
There we go.
We got a good deal.
I think we got a really good deal.
Yes. Right, absolutely. And elk, of course, are a great story in
yeah.
California.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, we were talking in the first segment about how, you know, here we are in Millville, which is from that spot to right here is less than 30 minutes away. Yeah. And there's 300 elk on that property.
Yeah. And, oh, yeah.
And during mating season, 300 yeah. elk. And you just don't picture that
no.
here during the, I mean, in August.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they have the same herds on the west side when you get into like Douglas City, mm-hmm. Trinity County, Highway 3, those Roosevelt elk over there. There's hundreds of them there. California's the only place that has all three elk species, Tule elk, Roosevelt elk, and Rocky Mountain elk.
A reason to live here and to move here.
Oh, there's plenty of reasons to live here, but there's unfortunately plenty of reasons to leave.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we had a house of realty in the other day, and after the disaster down in Southern California with the fires, mm-hmm. and reading other articles, they're saying a lot of those people in Pacific Palisades, where they're very expensive homes,
sure,
some of them had their insurance, property insurance canceled,
yeah.
four months prior.
All state.
Others that are underinsured because, you know, they'd had the houses for 20, 30 years, mm-hmm. that they're not going to rebuild. They're just going to take the money that they get, and they're leaving. They're yeah. leaving the state. Now, some of them are going to come up here because absolutely. They're going to have a pot of money in their hand, and they can buy a house on the river for half of anything they could or less than anything trying to rebuild down there.
100%.
Ted yeah. can yep. teach them how to shoot, and Perry can teach them how to hunt.
That's right.
There you go.
And show up.
Make them north.
We'll
make them Northlanders.
I'm just hoping they want to offer me a bunch more money for my house.
Yeah, there you go. Well, Perry's 100% on elk in Millville. You haven't been out for a year when you didn't get an elk, right, with your client?
Not at all.
So you're 100%. Yeah. So that's good. Yeah, that's very good. Now it's expensive, probably,
just for hunting. If you're looking for an elk and you don't want to have to travel to Colorado or Wyoming or Canada.
Or even if you do want to travel, we have New Mexico, you know, so there's lots of elk there. We can put you wherever you need to be to harvest an elk.
Yep, perfect, yeah.
There you go.
Perfect. So National Wild Turkey Federation, that's 1 March, by the way. It's Saturday night.
Okay.
So,
1 March.
Yep, just got back from them. They're all sitting down, figuring out the guns are going to order and, you know, food and all that kind of stuff. Dill's Deli will cater, as he has done for, you know, at least the past 17, 18 years since I've been retired from the Army in this town. Dill's Deli's been the guy. So,
hey, quickly tell people about the Jakes.
So we have a program through the National Wild Turkey Federation where we have youth hunters between 12 and 15 years old that have never harvested a wild turkey sign up online, and we draw them out. And so this year we have 17 hunters, and those 17 youth between 12 and 15 years old, most of them never shot a gun before, are going hunting on a private ranch during the opening weekend, which is the 22nd and 23rd. Perry.
Opening weekend or the weekend before opening?
Opening, a junior opener, which is the 22nd and 23rd, right?
Right?
And then Perry got us 2 guns already donated. Thank you, Perry, from Mossberg. So we got to give Mossberg
maybe
some
a third of the one that has the optic. I'm not sure.
Right. So it could be 3 guns that you got donated. And we also have 2 guns that are donated in honor of somebody that has passed that was a sportsman. So their family is coming in. We are doing the etching on those guns with a graphic that the family approves. And then we'll do the laser etching. It'll be a wood gun. We'll do the laser etching, and then we will present it to a youth hunter at our program in honor of their past loved ones. So if anyone's interested in that, find me on Facebook, Ted Leidy, or contact me, 530-776-4855, because everything that we use in our program is donations. So,
and it stays right here.
And it stays right here, of course.
It stays
course,
right
yeah.
here in town.
And it's for kids.
And we'll present it to a youth hunter, and he'll have that gun with the name of that it was given in honor of, right? Mm-hmm. For the rest of their time, hopefully. And it'll be an adult gun. So we don't give them youth guns. They're adult guns. So they're 12-gauge shotguns so that they will have them all the way through their adulthood and hopefully pass it on with the name of the
Maybe a couple years before, you know, they can reach, you know, for it fits them better and all that, but they're going to have a gun for the rest of their life.
Oh, they will, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, certainly. My Winchester, I've had well over 50 years, and I think I've got I got that 20-gauge that my dad had. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, these things last a long time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've got lots of guns from when I was a kid. Yeah. And lots of guns my grandfather handed down to me from when he was a kid. So.
Okay, man up. We're going to take a break right here, and we'll be right back after this break.
Right on.
The Shasta College Associate Degree Nursing Program is excited to announce a special application filing period for the fall 2025 cohort. This application period will be through 4 p.m. on Friday, January 24th, 2025. If you apply in January during the special open application period and are not selected for the fall 2025, you will need to reapply in June 2025 during the annual open application period for a chance to be invited into the spring or fall 2026 cohort. Visit ShastaCollege.edu for more information.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike? Why not get more bang for your buck? Redding Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Redding. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/rebate.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Pump that up. Hey, welcome back to Man Up here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. It's Man Up with Ted Leidy, Perry Crimmins, and Carl Bott. And so far we've talked about elk hunting right here, 20 minutes away from our studio in the world in Millville. We've talked about recipes. We've talked about National Wild Turkey Federation. Let's just kind of, you know what? Let's kind of lean in first to the disaster in Southern California. And my heart goes out, and I've said this before on our morning show, my heart goes out to those people because I know what they're going through because we've had it up here. But because we live with it up here on a yearly basis, and they don't down there, that hopefully this disaster gets to the Democrats, because the Democrats, as we know, it's a one-party state, will get into gear and start mitigation efforts and getting rid of brush and trees and widening roads. You can't stop. I mean, there's always going to be wildfires, but you can take away their fuel. Right. You can really mitigate that.
Absolutely, 100%. And, you know, the thing about it is you got a lot of powerful, rich people that live in that area, and they are anti any type of mitigation. They just want the ground to grow like it's supposed to grow. Problem is, there is no trees to shade that fuel and let it die off. So yeah. It's just fuel after fuel after fuel that just continues to grow. First it's 2 feet, then it's 3 feet, then it's 4 feet, then it's 5 feet, you know, to get a forest in there to shade that ground so that fuel burns off, dies off from the shade. It's not going to be even in our lifetime. So they are going to have to figure out how to thin that fuel out. Of course, they don't have a problem now. It's already thinned out. Now they need to keep it thinned out so that it doesn't happen again.
They used to have fire breaks. They used to have roads that they could get the fire trucks into. But because of, quote, environmental concerns, they let the fire breaks go. They let the roads go. And now, you know, they are reaping the whirlwind. California is.
Well, these wealthy people are now without a house, number one, and wait till they try to rebuild it with all the regulations.
Oh, the Coastal Commission in Pacific Palisades and Malibu, they could keep them from rebuilding in some of these areas.
Yeah,
it's going to take them years to rebuild anyway.
Yeah, those beach houses might turn into Seal Beach now.
Yeah, it could be. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's the old not in my backyard syndrome, right? We all have it. Like, I don't want them to build, you know, transitional housing in my neighborhood or a homeless hotel in my neighborhood. You guys don't want it in your neighborhood either. They do not want widened roads because that looks like infrastructure. They enjoy that natural piece of the Palisades, which I enjoy too. But problem is, we all learned they can't get out.
They can't get out.
They can't get out.
We learned that in Paradise. Back in the a car fire and during the Paradise fire when 86 people could not be rescued.
It should have been addressed years ago.
Well, that's what I'm saying is it's and they knew about it. I mean, Newsom's been around during the Paradise fire, and yet
actually met with Trump there.
Yeah, I mean, they know what fires can do.
Right.
And then yet they're doing some things, but not as much as the state could do to mitigate.
Tough lesson to learn, certainly.
It is.
Tough lesson to learn. But, you know, for instance, in Shasta County, and, you know, kudos to Shasta County, you know, they were going to build that subdivision out by the gun club on Boyd Road,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
And one of the reasons why they did not, besides they didn't have any water, was there's no way to get you out of there if there's a fire.
Yeah.
And so
to get fire engines in if
right,
somebody's
they did
on
not have the ability because of the infrastructure, and the developer didn't want to pay for it to build the new roads in and out. So there was fighting back and forth, and quite frankly, I thought they were going to put it in. I had it on good account from trusted sources that they were going to put it in, and then all of a sudden the county just said, "No, we don't have enough good feeling about this thing." Yeah. To where,
well, they couldn't even put in septic tanks. There was going to be above the ground septic tanks.
Right, that's right. Yeah. Because it wouldn't perk.
Yeah, yeah, none of that would perk out there either. So,
yeah, so you know, good on Shasta. But like you said, it is. We know about wildfire.
Yeah,
we've seen it. We've watched it kill our people. We've watched it take our houses out.
It's so, come into Redding. Yeah, I mean, so it's everybody knows somebody that was touched
like
around
defensible
here.
Space, man. If you don't have defensible space, they're going to cite you for that defensible space.
Well,
which makes sense to me. I mean, I'm not a fan of anybody coming on anybody's property and telling them what to do. But if you drive through those burn scars, the ones who had defensible space, they saved their homes.
Yeah.
The ones who didn't. So,
yeah,
it's not complicated.
And the thing is, you know, it's got to be the insurance companies, the government, and the citizens have got to literally work together where the state provides the funds and the help to mitigate, and the homeowners have to do things to mitigate their, you know, I know it's hard, but people with wooden decks or wooden fences, that's a fuse coming to your house. You may have to replace that. Insurance companies then have got to take a look at those homeowners who have hardened their houses and give them a break on their insurance.
Oh yeah, I agree.
So you know, it's got to be attacked in different ways, and we live with it. they don't. But hopefully this disaster, this mega disaster, and Castaic's burning right now. That just started.
Yeah. Right.
Went 100,000 acres. So
what?
Went up to, I think I was told today it was up to 100,000 acres.
Whoa.
Well, I don't know if make it that big already. Last I heard it was like 10.
Hey, Dave, can you check on that in the Castaic fire?
Affirmative.
Anyway. Yeah.
I know it went 5,000, 10,000, and then I hadn't heard after that.
If it's 100,000, it's smoking.
Yeah. Well, we've had that happen around here.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. We've had it happen here.
There's no question.
With wind, you know.
Yeah. Okay.
Wind will cause it to move, for sure.
What else happened this week? Oh.
3 hours ago, Hughes Fire. Hughes Fire, 10K acres. That was 3 hours ago.
Hughes Fire?
Is that the Castaic Fire?
Yes, sir.
It's only 10,000 acres?
10,000.
What happened?
What's a zero? Really?
Only.
I listened to somebody today that said that, and I thought, well, I hadn't checked it, and he acted like he had.
Yeah, what happened on Monday, Carl?
Monday? the 20th?
Yeah, the 20th.
Is that Monday?
That was Monday, yeah.
There was
time flies.
The Park Fire. I think he was referring to the Park Fire this morning.
Yeah.
Yeah. Park Fire. 100,000.
Okay. Oh, 100,000 at the Park Fire.
But you guys were talking about both of them.
Oh, okay. That's what he was talking about. Okay.
Where is the Park Fire?
Well, it's
no, over that's the former.
It was a couple years ago.
Oh, okay.
It was a comparative conversation.
Yeah. Oh, got it. I was like,
you know what? We have a new president in the United States.
The Golden Age.
And he is doing things so fast. Because I like to, you know, I hit the highlights, but that's all I can hit because they're going so fast. I can just hit the major ones. And then because for every one I can talk about, there's like three others he's signing off.
Well, you can't keep up with them.
No,
they are.
I don't know if he's slept since Monday.
I don't know how.
Well, you know what?
Was he in Davos, Switzerland today?
Yeah. We saw
him in Switzerland today?
No, he was. Oh, yeah. He was someplace at the Davos meeting.
Isn't that in Switzerland?
World Economic Forum.
But I think it was here, though. It was something here.
Well, where was it?
I think it had to be, you know, because he's at the White House. So.
Yeah, he was just telling
me. Oh, he's at the White House. Oh, yeah, okay. I was listening to Fox News on the way over here, and I heard him talking,
Anyway, but he's signing these things so fast when Perry and I were talking about it. You know, I'm not crazy about executive orders. And the reason is that the things he's doing are Congress should be doing, the border, you know, all these things. But, you know, so he's, you know, first of all, every president cancels the other's executive orders and then they start issuing. But, you know, like the whole immigration border issue, the immigration issue, in my opinion, has to be addressed by Congress, by the House and the Senate, to come up with a viable immigration plan, people that we need, that have the skills, you know, able to come to the country and assimilate into our culture, as opposed to millions that, well, I feel sorry for them. You know, you live in a third world nation, but doesn't give you the right just to come here.
No. Of course, we all feel sorry for them because we want everybody to have what we have, right? We'd like those countries to run themselves. But unfortunately, those people in those countries, you know, they're easily misled. Sometimes the cartels are running the show, right? And they're not given a lot of options as far as good leadership, and they end up with nothing, and they got to come across the border to get something. I understand it.
No, you understand.
But it doesn't make it right.
No, it doesn't. And
I'd like to move, I'd like to move someplace
else
too.
And you can take some of those, but you can't take millions of those because then the American taxpayer, we get, as Biden has proven for the last 4 years, you get towns get overrun by people here illegally, their medical, there are schools, everything gets just, there's too many people. You've got to have control of the border. It's one of the few things the government is tasked to do.
Well, as of today, one day, we have control of the border. It was that simple.
Yep.
Yeah.
They're not coming across anymore unless they're sneaking across.
Nope.
So,
and you're not going to sneak across because we got people down there that's going to push you back, and the military's moving down there.
Right. So that's how easy it was.
It is. It was easy.
That one party cannot figure that out. It was that simple. You just had to do it.
And they found and closed that tunnel. They went into El Paso.
They closed the tunnels?
They found a tunnel that was 4 foot wide, 6 foot tall, went all the way to El Paso.
Well, and the Coast Guard got fired. Head of the Coast Guard got fired.
Yeah, the admiral.
Yeah, that admiral was letting them come in across in the Pacific Ocean, just letting them ride in, you know.
Yeah.
So it's an important thing to understand that it's not – it is not, it doesn't mean you don't have empathy if you want the laws to be enforced, but you have to understand this first and foremost. The money of the American taxpayer should not be going to promote or support illegal immigration.
No.
Right? Nope. I mean, it just shouldn't be happening. Like,
we
you
have
and I work
too
hard
many
enough.
Things. Yeah, we there's too many things
that we have to pay for.
That Americans need. Those people in North Carolina after those floods, they're still living. Some of them are still in tents. We can't even get them trailers to live in. FEMA has totally, kicked that ball down the road. And now you've got this disaster in Southern California. And Trump said that, FEMA just isn't doing its job. The state should do it, and we provide them resources and money, and something like that.
Sure.
So there could be another.
That's the key, too, is you're talking about illegal immigration.
Right.
Is legal immigration.
Sure.
As a man, you want to go to a place and feel welcomed and not run around illegally.
Right.
These laws have been on the books. Why would you want to go somewhere, run around in the shadows, and be illegal?
We just need to, much like gun laws, just enforce the ones we have. Don't give me any more. I don't need another immigration another immigration law. I just need you to enforce the ones we have. We've got immigration laws already. We just need to enforce them.
Okay, it's time for a break here for Man Up. It's Thursday, of course, fourth Thursday of the month. And I'm here with Perry Crimmins and Ted Leidy, and we're going to take this break, and we'll be right back after these messages for our last segment.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Attention Shasta County, the Shasta Firefighters Burn and Benevolent Fund is gearing up for their annual benefit dinner at the Wind River Casino on Saturday, March 15th. Doors open at 4, dinner at 7, and they need your help. The Shasta Firefighters Burn and Benevolent Fund is currently asking for donations to be raffled off or auctioned during their event. All proceeds will go towards supporting our local first responders in their time of need. For more information, go to Shasta Firefighters B&B on Facebook or Instagram. Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Hey, welcome back to Man Up with Harry Crimmins, Carl Bott, and Ted Leidy. And Ted just ran out the door, and he's coming back in a minute.
Yeah.
And we won't say why, but...
But we'll fill in.
He just bought a new truck.
He did. He's
He had a diesel in it. Didn't he have that? The other one was a diesel, right?
He did, but he just he felt he didn't have enough room.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And it was like a 150 or that size or quarter
it
ton.
It was a smaller Colorado.
You know, a Denali like that. Yeah.
Denali,
oh, that's
Colorado.
Right. Yeah.
And it's smaller. Had the same motor, you know, the half ton motor. But he.
You mean it was a McKinley, right?
Yeah. Yeah. There you go. McKinley. Yeah. A McKinley.
Yeah. Well, you know, your truck that you just traded in, you know, some people were going to call it a Denali, but I understand the name is McKinley.
McKinley.
Yeah. You had a
That's
McKinley.
Right. Right.
So you got yourself a bigger truck then, buddy.
I do, man.
Is the sound system still there? Do I have to fix your sound system?
I'm going to leave everything stock. Because it costs too much money to start messing with. Yeah, you know, when I bought my truck in 2018, it didn't cost so much. But so, you know, I've ripped that stair out of there, put a new one in, blah, blah, blah. This one, not touching the thing. I'm just
Are you going to take that stereo out of your other truck and stick it in there, though?
It's already traded in. I traded my truck in.
Well, I know that, but you didn't say without the stereo system.
No, they don't do that.
Well,
you
these new
got
trucks
to have a stereo system in
these
it.
These new trucks actually have pretty good stereos.
That's nice. It's a Bose stereo system.
As long as you can hear it.
I mean, you're only traveling down the highway. You know how much? What of a stereo do you need? Right? You're not a DJ.
You don't need a stereo at all when you and you know this when you travel with Ted.
That's right.
Because Ted's your stereo.
That's right. That's right. But yeah, so I had to look, and I wanted to get it from a local dealer, but I kept on working. I just couldn't find a truck locally. So
that's our next step up is either a 250 or a 2500.
Yeah, that's what. Yeah,
it's
diesel.
Huh?
Is it diesel or
diesel?
Gas?
Yeah.
Okay.
Diesel,
it's
yeah.
Right now is the time to get a truck, man. I mean, these lots are loaded with brand new trucks.
Yeah. And I didn't want to buy a brand new truck.
I don't want to buy a brand new truck.
Yeah. I wanted to find a low mile used truck.
22, 23.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anybody's got one out there.
One that's worn in, but you might get a better deal on a new one right now with
new
financing
trucks,
stuff.
Yeah. They're ready to deal on the new trucks because mostly they got 2024s sitting here.
Yeah.
And some 2025s, but you know.
Yeah, but I haven't had a car payment for a few years.
Well,
yeah,
it's just more than a few, you lucky dog.
Yeah.
Well, for my truck, I paid cash for that one.
Nor
that was 19 years ago.
Nor have I.
I got married after that.
Yeah.
Things change.
Yeah.
No house payment, no truck payment. That's the way to live.
So, they're making deals on them right now, on new trucks. They're making deals on them. And some used ones, too. You know, you just got to wait for it to come in and then have them taking it on trade and then put it on the lot. Then you got to be there on the day that it goes in the lot because in Reading, you just have a few good, you know, a few big dealerships that do all the business.
Yeah.
So, my favorites, all the Chevys and GMC dealers, and Crown too, you know, I love them all. Quite frankly, I would have just bought the first, full size 2500 or 250 that I could have found that I liked. I'm not stuck on a brand. I'm not one of them guys who are stuck on a brand. I think all of those trucks, Ford, GMC, Chevy, and Ram, those are all good trucks now.
Well, you know, I've had a Ram and a Ford, and had Fords a couple times, and they're good. You know, I've had this one for 19 years now, and I've had it 18 years. It's 19 years old, and I got it. It was used, and it had like 15,000 miles.
Yeah,
on
it's practically a new truck,
and it's got 130,000 on it now.
Right.
So it's not like I overdrove it.
No, and it's that truck, and you know I've ridden in your truck. It pulls just as strong as probably the day you got it off the lot.
Oh yeah, it pulls that horse trailer without any problem.
And they are really willing to deal on the big trucks now locally. So I was working
maybe
deals. And
maybe Linda and I'll wander down there.
Yeah.
Maybe you can get one of those Tesla trucks.
Is that a truck?
No.
They call it a truck, but it's not a truck, is it?
It's like a hatchback or something.
It's like a wedge. You know, the thing about vehicles is the Trump is just, he's doing away with all of these subsidies for these cars, you know, for the, he's cutting them way back on these subsidies for electric cars, yeah. electric vehicles. And you can just see Musk was probably just chewing on his tongue when he was hearing that, you know, and trying to, electric vehicles aren't to the point where you can haul anything.
Not quite.
Not quite. Yeah. Now, it doesn't mean they can't, but you can. You're still going to need that infrastructure across the nation that you can come in and stop at a place and charge your vehicle.
You might not
it's not everywhere.
You might not get it out of the mud if you get it in.
Well, that's true.
And if it's real hot, like in some areas, or real cold, it sucks those batteries.
I have zero problems with electric vehicles. I have one myself, you know. It's a scooter.
Yeah, the scooter.
So, you know, I love my scooter, right? Because I can plug it in. It feels free to me, even though it's not free, because it's my electric bill, right? It feels free. And I love zipping around on my scooter. But I need something that I know I can pull with and get out of the mud in, and that they just don't quite have that yet. But no. I mean, I don't mind electric vehicles at all if they work for your lifestyle.
Yeah, you know what? And I'm not against that. You know, I like the idea of hybrid vehicles. If you could come up with, and I think they're starting to make them. I've got to, you know, look at it, but a hybrid, truck.
Yeah, they make them.
Yeah, yeah, you know,
so
that,
the Dodge Eco Diesel is money. You know, they make a really good Dodge Eco Diesel.
Is that right? I think Seth's truck is a hybrid.
Is that right?
Yeah, I think.
Well, as long as it can haul a load, and you know, you can stop at a gas station because the engine in this, you know, goes into the batteries and all this. I mean, it's not directly, from what I understand, connected to the drivetrain. It still goes into the battery system to give you propulsion.
Yeah.
I could be wrong, but having a hybrid at least gives you an option there when you're heading down. Yeah,
you don't get stranded.
Yeah, that's the big thing.
I like
the other. Put a generator in the back of your truck.
My kid's got a Prius, and let me tell you, who can argue with like 50 miles a gallon, 5.0?
Yeah,
it's pretty good. It's great for that. I mean, you know, especially if you go up and down a highway like I do, right? My old GMC got 27.
What? What was that?
Oh, that was Trump saying drill, baby, drill.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We need to do
liquid
something.
Gold under our feet.
Yeah,
but unfortunately, you know, hey, dude, cool Prius or something that nobody said ever.
Nobody's ever said that.
No. I know.
It has gone away, though, because I remember when they first came out, you wouldn't be caught dead in a Prius, but now I know lots of guys that drive a Prius.
I'd drive a Prius.
Just for what you say, 50 miles.
When you get 50 miles of a gallon, when you're paying four something a gallon.
That's another thing. I just noticed here locally.
The prices went up 15 cents.
Yeah, they just went up. What's up with that?
$5 a gallon for diesel now.
Well, they're doing everything they can to Trump-proof California or something like that.
Well, and you know, a lot of prices went up in all business, and I think it's like that last hurrah thing, you know, because, you know, it's going to come down sooner or later or stabilize.
I had dinner last night with a guy that's big in the restaurant industry, and he said, you're not going to see prices when they go up, don't come down.
That's right.
They normalize it. And I mean, you look at eggs now. You know, 4 years ago or 3 years ago, it was $2.19 a dozen, and now it's, you know, $5 a dozen.
About $10 for organic A3.
Oh, my gosh, you know, and all that. And it's like, you know, you can blame it on avian flu, you can blame it, but a lot of it is the free-ranging chickens, you know, they're cage-free or bigger ones, so they can raise, they have less chickens to raise, which brings the price up, and then brings the price of eggs up. I mean, anyway.
It's kind of set up that way, right? I mean, it costs more, so you start paying more to produce the service or good, and the next thing you know, the cost from, the, you know, your wholesale costs aren't going down. So if they don't go down, then nobody gets it, you know.
Yeah. Okay, we got like about a minute and 15 seconds left. Last thoughts, Perry.
Welcome to 2025. We're all excited. And if you need to get a hold of me, www.justforhunting.com. Get a hold of me. Let's go pig hunting.
Let's go pig hunting. That's a great idea.
Kid.
National Wild Turkey Federation, Hunting Heritage Banquet, 1 March at the Senior Center. We have a couple hundred seats left, I think, or less than a couple hundred, like 175. So get your seats today. Tables are available. We're going to have a great time. Doors open at 4:30 on 1 March, TedLighty@yahoo.com.
Redding Rodeo's coming. Buy your tickets from the RiddingRodeo.com. Don't buy them anywhere else because you'll pay more, and sometimes you won't even get the right tickets. So it's Friday and Saturday sell out every year, and now Wednesday and Thursday we've got a lot of advanced sales. So look at that, and RiddingRodeo.com.
Is that right number on. 77?
Number 77, that's right.
Bam.
Everybody have a
seventh annual.
Yeah. Hey, everybody have a great day or a great night. Tomorrow morning we're going to have O2 staffing on our regular show from 7 to 9, and they're going to talk about all the new HR laws in California.
Oh, yeah.
God bless America.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.